Greetings, this is Barbara Linder, welcoming you to the New Covenant Fellowship online worship service this Sunday, February 19th, the last Sunday of Ordinary Time. Celebrated in many traditions is Transfiguration Sunday. It is the last Sunday before Lent, which begins this Wednesday as Ash Wednesday. It's the point in Jesus' ministry at which he sets his face toward Jerusalem and the fate that awaits him there. Today we will hear the story of Jesus speaking on a mountaintop with the long-deceased prophets Moses and Elijah. I've often wondered what Jesus talked with them about. Did they warn him of what was ahead? Encourage him to stay the course? Share their own moments of doubt with him? Interestingly enough, Jesus didn't go up to the mountain to pray by himself in his usual manner, but invited Peter, James, and John to go with him. And that invitation opened the disciples to an experience they would never forget, an experience they did not understand at the time, but that gave them a new perspective on this man that they were following. As we enter into worship today, I'd like to read a call to worship prayer written by our sister Sue Ellen Shea called Transfiguration. It invites us, like those disciples, to experience the living presence. Please pray with me. O God, we believe by faith that you are all that you say you are, that you are all-powerful, almighty, that all things are in your hands. And yet these beliefs are often not felt or experienced except on those rare occasions when, like Peter, James, and John at the Mount of Transfiguration, we hear a voice, we see a light, we feel a touch of something beyond us, when the veil of that which is familiar to us is ever so briefly pulled back and we stand in awe, perhaps even fear. We then know that beyond the boundaries of what we accept as real, there is so much more. So much which is mystery to us now is revealed to us in unexpected moments and humble places. We praise you, Christ of the mountaintop, who beckons us to see God. May we experience, as we worship together today, something of that sacred moment so long ago. Amen.